You're listening to TSN, Tribe Shoutcast Radio.
Yeah! All right, so I'm going to try and give Rain a call. And it's very confusing when I get, like, two computers going because they get all mixed up. So let me just see if I can get this going here. Let's do-do-do. Yes, of course, had I actually been... Oops. Had I been prepared, I would have already dialed the number and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not particularly prepared, and I like the sound of the dial pad chick's voice, and I wanted to get that on air. And plus, this way, if you're really, really bright, you can pick up the tones of the push-button thing, and you can give Rain a call on your own phone. hopefully that's right, and let's try and dial this.
Thank you for using dial pad.
Oh, you're welcome. She has such a pleasant voice.
Oh.
Rain.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad, it's Pub. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I am good, thank you. Let me get your volume up there a little bit. Just give me a testing 1, 2, 3, could you?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, not bad. Let me just try a little adjustment here. Let me try this and boost that up a little bit. Try it now, same thing.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
That's a little better. And I think we're okay now. All right, I might tweak the settings as we go along, but I think it's all right. Okay, first of all, thank you for joining us on the phone tonight, and for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us on the show. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
So you guys have been kind of busy lately with the server and with Tribal War. Tell us, it hasn't been good, pleasant busy, has it? It's been a bit of a hard couple days for you guys.
Yeah, the last couple of days we've been having some problems, specifically with a number of DOS attacks that we had on the server. And I'm not really sure why anyone would want to attack Tribal War, but, you know, as you get well known, I guess that kind of thing happens.
Well, personally, I blame the Halo folks.
Yeah, it's definitely the Halo War guys.
Now, explain to me. Now, I'm kind of a neophyte with this sort of stuff. So, you hear DOS attacks and all that kind of thing all the time. What exactly is it? How does it? Don't tell us how to do it, but just give us the overview on what it is, what damage it does, why does it cause so many problems, all that kind of stuff.
Denial of service attack, the idea is that you want to send the server so much data that it can't handle it. And that is going to explain the slow speeds we had yesterday, which was absolutely atrocious. And this specific attack was targeted our UBB, which is a big resource hog. And the way the attack worked was to overuse the board, so that we had, not only was the site slow, but the other portions of the site just weren't working.
Okay. And so how do you go about, two things, I guess. Can you stop that from happening in the future? And how did you go about fixing the problems that it was causing?
Well, the first thing we did was we checked our logs, and once we found the IPs that were sending all this crap at us, we shut them off from our DNS server, so that means they couldn't access anything at all. As far as stopping it in the future, there's really no way to reliably do that. But it stopped for the time being. And we've contacted the ISPs of these people, so, you know, these people won't be back at us.
So now, is that something that's relatively easy for you guys, because that's a violation of every ISP's terms of service, right? So is that something that's easy for you guys to trace back to get to the person that did this?
See, it's funny. It depends. If someone was stupid enough to do it from their own computer, then that's a piece of cake. But my suspicion here is that they may have been actually using a Wingate or using someone else's computer to do the dirty work.
Okay.
Which is pretty typical.
And now my understanding of that is what you do is essentially from your computer or from a computer, you take over a bunch of different hosts and you control them remotely, and then you attack your target through those hosts. So number one is it amplifies the number of attacks you can do, and it also makes you harder to trace. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. I mean, for instance, one of the offending IPs that we tracked was from England. And something like that, unless we've really pissed off the Eurotribes players, is definitely out of character.
Well, I think they're, you know, they're still pretty bitter about that whole, you know, the Tribes World Championship coverage, and you guys for sure pissed them off in there. Okay, well, it's good. So it's, for the time being at least, it's fixed, unless something like this goes on in the future.
Right.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about, and now how much work, the guys are asking me to, if I can get you to speak up a little bit into the phone. I've got my volumes juiced, but I guess you're coming in a little quiet, so feel free to yell at me.
Okay, then.
How much work does it take for you guys to fix whatever damage was done? Like, how much grief did it cause you guys this week?
Actually, it really hit at a bad time, but I'm kind of glad it hit when it did. It took us the full day to catch up with everything that was broken, actually, you know, locate the problem and figure out what it was. And our programmers in particular were thrown off, and our ladder, actually. I'll get into that later, but it really screwed up our scheduling staff. But I am glad that it didn't happen the day we opened the ladder.
Okay, so now how, and let's talk about, that's a very good segue, thank you. Let's talk about the ladder. When is, and obviously it's imminent, otherwise you wouldn't have mentioned it like that, so how long until the ladder actually gets launched? What is your plan of attack? And if you're close to launch, you've got to have some details on it by now. So let's deal with things one at a time. So tell us first, when is the planned launch date? When will the ladder kick off?
Well, the ladder is something we've had in work for, I guess, since February. We started laying down the groundwork, and we pretty much have most of the code written thanks to ZeroX, who is our server admin. He's a real whiz, and he's the guy that's really been cracking down on the ladder for us. However, he is leaving town for 2 weeks, and what we wanted to do is open the ladder today. But due to the fact that we were all pretty tied up dealing with this service attack, it delayed both Zero and myself and the rest of the people who were involved with the opening, and we weren't able to get it on time because Zero has to prepare for his trip. What that means is that we're going to have to delay it until he gets back because he's the lead, and in fact, he's doing pretty much everything. So,
And he's back in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks. So we're looking to premiere it actually at UVA Land 2. Where a lot of the Tribal War staff is going down there, and we're thinking maybe we could test it out, even, you know, run some of the events on it. But we'll definitely want to have it in that time frame. So by the end of the month.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the specifics about the ladder. And let's phrase it this way. Tell me the key differences that you see on how, and if you can or not, I don't know if it's still 2 weeks away, I'm assuming you can, but tell me if you can, on the differences in the Tribal War ladder compared to the OGL, which is probably the ladder that most people are familiar with.
Now, we didn't want to be introducing any radical changes because I think most people are comfortable with the groundwork on which the OGL is formed. It's just some of the minor details that if people are having problems with the OGL that we had problems with. Specifically,
besides downtime.
The downtime is ridiculous, and it's centered on the way that the OGL is programmed. It's our observation that it seems to be programmed mainly in CGI and uses Java applets, and it's slow. We have our ladder written in SQL and PHP 3, and it's very fast, it's very efficient, and I don't foresee any downtime. Other than that, we haven't, you know, gone far installing a lot of bells and whistles. The rules are posted publicly on our forums. It looks like Tristan, formerly of the Templars, I don't know if he is still active playing, he is most likely going to be our league admin, and the CTF open ladder is what we're going to premiere first. We do have some additional parts that go beyond a simple ladder that we're going to be introducing over time as they're prepared. For instance, in addition to our ladder, I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to be mentioning this, but I don't think it'll be a big deal at this point. We're working on a league system, and the league is optional. You can do the league, you can do the ladder, or you can do both. The league is basically similar to team play. It's a place for you to set up scrims, and you know that's what it's presented as, and that's what it intended to do, because a lot of teams are currently using team play to that effect anyway. But this will just allow you us to encompass both aspects on our one site. And once we have that up and running, we want to expand the league into actual competitions, not unlike what you see in the European tribe scene, where they have leagues and divisions, and they compete and have a little season. And I think there's interest for that. And my main reason for doing the ladder over at Tribal War is because we have so much community support, we have community interest, and I think it's reciprocated on our part, because we in turn can make sure that the ladder is, you know, that we are satisfying the people's needs and, you know, making sure that they get what they want. We're going to be attentive. This is our priority.
Now, some of the things, and I've been following pretty closely the thread that's going, and for those of you that aren't aware, there is in the Tribal War forums, so again at www.tribalwar.com, go to the forum section, and there is a forum dedicated solely to the Tribal War ladder, and they take suggestions and feedback and all that sort of stuff. So if you have something that's always bugged you about OGL, and you have a suggestion on you know how a ladder could be how a ladder could be different, by all means get those in there, because the guys actually do read them. Now, some of the things that I've read in there and some of the things I've written in there, are there going to be any of those sort of changes implemented? And there's been some interesting ideas. There's been some weird ideas. And is there anything kind of that would be a drastic departure? One of the suggestions that was made, a brilliant suggestion, I think, was to divide the maps into different categories. So when the teams pick the maps for the matches, they have to pick the maps from the different categories, so you don't have a match that's all Dangerous Crossing and Stonehenge, for example.
Yeah, I think that was a very interesting idea. I know that was yours, actually, I believe.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Jeez.
What a coincidence. But, no, right now we are on an open slate. There's nothing written in stone. By the end of the week, I'm hoping to actually put a poll up, not unlike what you see over at Predicted, where we're going to have some of these ideas and we're going to put them, you know, in a little voting form and let, you know, the players decide what they want to see on the ladder. And, you know, we're going to take that into strong account as we design the rules. So I've noticed, actually, it's not as active as it used to be, this forum. And I'm encouraging anyone who is really interested in competing or seeing any improvements in the competition system, please stop by and just chip in what you have to say, because we're definitely listening.
And again, and we'll plug it again. So there's a forum dedicated to the Tribal War ladder in the Tribal War forum section, coincidentally enough. And what we're doing, if you're just tuning in now, is we're talking to Rain from Tribal War. He's giving us an overview. Tribal War had some technical difficulties this week. They were the victim of a rather nasty DOS attack and got a little hacked up, but they've fixed that since. So that's why this week you did see a little bit of downtime that's quite unusual for Tribal War. And we're talking about the new ladder. So. So now at this point, with it being a few weeks away, is there anything in the works, like concrete type stuff? You mentioned there might be this league thing. You're going to start with the open CTF. Are there other types of ladders and leagues that you're going to do? You know, what is the concrete stuff that you've got sorted out now that you can tell us?
Well, right now the first and foremost thing we want to get rolling is the open CTF ladder. And then where we go from there, it depends what people want to see. The system is designed so that we can add absolutely anything as far as ladders and leagues go. We are looking at, there's so many good suggestions here. The poll is really going to determine what we accept and what we don't. Someone suggested that, you know, instead of the defender picking both maps, that we have each team pick one map so that, you know, it's a little change of pace. But, you know, then again, people might be opposed to seeing something like that because everyone is comfortable with the OGL. And, you know, this might not be something that especially teams who are comfortable in their place and whatnot, they don't want to compete on that ground, even though it may make it interesting. So I'm not going to say that we have anything in concrete yet. I'd like to see what kind of reaction we get from the community once we have the poll script up and running. Hopefully we'll get a good reaction to that. I know something, actually, that... a lot of people have asked about is how the initial placement is going to work on the ladder.
Yes.
What we're going to do there is just how you would work it on a new OGL ladder. It's going to be first come, first serve. So when you sign up, you will order yourself in that manner.
And people get, and people sort of, well, you know, that's not fair, whatever. But I mean, people, I think, have to keep in perspective that's really only going to last for like the first week. You know, I mean, if you get something like Tribe NYPD in at number one because they were the first, they were the quickest on the refresh button that day, you know, it's not going to last. So it's just the start, and it's by no means indicative. And if any team goes around boasting, we were number one, we were the first number one team on the Tribal War ladder because they were number one for about 5 minutes until they played the first match, that just, that's a testimony to their lameness. So I don't think, I think that's really the only way you can do it unless you have some sort of pre-qualifier ladder tourney, and that just in itself, you know, why bother doing that? Why not just get right into the ladder match? So I think that's a good decision.
Yes. Speaking of stuff like that, actually, there are some concrete details that we had specifically regarding teams without enough players on the bottom of the ladder. We really want to make sure that the bottom of the ladder runs effectively, because if you get on the OGL, everyone knows you're going to face three teams with two players.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to get three forfeits, and it's going to take a month. And what we have is that we have a five-day period, and if you don't have your players, 10 players on that on your roster, at the end of that five-day period, you're just automatically deleted. And also with reporting and stuff, we're going to make sure that, you know, it won't be automated. We want to make sure that both teams agree to it, because we don't want to have a repeat of something like you saw the Void situation with Nuts, although I guess that's not a good example, but we're not going to go and intervene unless one of the team requests it. And that way we want to make sure that, you know, the players get to decide there. But we're not going to be tolerant of teams that don't have enough players.
Now, on some of the things that and some of the stuff that we've seen recently, relatively new. I mean, it's not that new anymore. But on some of the higher matches, especially where you get like an East Coast West Coast thing, or maybe there was a history there where the two teams didn't like each other that much. We've seen some instances where a ladder admin has sat in an observer mode. I guess it's kind of an overseer or a referee. Are you guys open for that sort of stuff, or? Is that something that you think would be a decent idea, or you see the reason for it, or you think it's just unnecessary?
I don't believe that we will have the manpower to referee every match, but we definitely do plan on, when requested, we have four or five ladder admins planned who will be available to sit in on matches and mediate if necessary.
Okay, that's great. Is there anything else you'd, aside from encouraging people again to check out the Tribal War Ladder Forum, is there anything else about the ladder you'd like to tell us before I let you go?
Not at hand. I just, I'm really looking for feedback. If anyone wants to stop by, please do so soon. And when the poll comes out, make sure you participate. Lastly, I'd just like to thank everyone in the community out there, and especially the staff who are all volunteers and unpaid, for working with us and really showing what a community can do. A real pet peeve of mine is the businesses. I mean, I'm pro-commercialism, but I really hate to see, you know, people who really don't know the game controlling things. And I think that at Tribal War, that's more of what we're about. We kind of, you know, it's a community-dictated site, and I'd like to see that continue. So thanks to everybody out there.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and appreciate, again, you taking the time. And Rand's usually, you know, he's hanging with us in the IRC channel during the show, so, you know, be sure to private message him with all your suggestions right now, because he'll dig that. Thanks a lot, Rand, for taking the time to talk with us. Do appreciate it, and thank you again. And good luck with the ladder, and we will see you down. Are you yourself going to UVA LAN?
I'm sorry, a UVA LAN too?
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
All right.
Actually, our complete staff will be there, minus one newsie.
Well, great. Well, we will look forward to meeting all you guys there, because I think Beatstick and I and Wonder Dog are all planning on being there too. So we'll have a big Tribal War TSN battle royale.
Yes, indeed. All right, man.
Thanks,
Rain. All right,
Rain.
We'll take care.
All right, good
night.
Talk to you later. And that was Rain from Tribal War telling us some details on the adversity that Tribal War went through this week with a rather vicious DOS attack, those evil Nazi Halo bastards, and what he is the plans and the work for the Tribal War ladder. So that will be coming your way in another couple weeks. He talked about possibly debuting it at UVA LAN. they will, so there, and there is a forum, again, there is a forum on it at Tribal War, in the forum section dedicated to the Tribal War ladder. Have a look for it. Get your feedback in there. You know, how many times do you really get the opportunity to give input into a ladder before it starts and say how you think it should really be and get your suggestions in there? So that is, you know, that's definitely a great opportunity. You know, feedback ahead of time is always welcome, and I'm personally really looking forward to it. The one thing that I've always, you know, everybody's volunteer, Tribal War's all volunteer, OGL's all volunteer, and all that sort of stuff. And the thing I never really liked about OGL is it always seemed like the Tribes League was tolerated as kind of a necessary evil. We were never kind of the highest priority. Where Tribal War, you know, that's their ladder is going to be their main thing. So. It will be very interesting to see. My prediction is you're going to see, obviously, an overlap for a little bit. You're going to see teams on both OGL and Tribal War, and it'll be interesting to see if there's a move over, the same way there sort of was with the forums for the diehard forum whores. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and how much of that OGL appeal there is. I think one of the things that Tribal War really has an opportunity to do here. Is if they distinguish themselves and make themselves, you know, some interesting things, not just a reinvention of OGL, but actually do some things different. I think people will really embrace that in the community because it is an opportunity to create a better ladder. So thank you very much to Rain and to Tribal War and Zero X in Absentia, who's off for a couple weeks, but we will see them all at UVA LAN and possibly the debut of the ladder there. Thanks for giving us the info.
You're listening to TSN, Tribe Showcast Radio.